Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Boy, what a week it's been for Zimcom New Media as Cindy and I have been out and about again. I just got back from the National Biodiesel Conference, and that's going to be kind of the focus of this week's program. First of all, I'd like to thank our sponsors for the Zimcast, and that includes Novus International, a leader in animal health and nutrition for the poultry, beef, aqua, dairy, and pork markets, and also Leica Geosystems. We really appreciate their support. Well, looking at just some of the activity, if you go to agwire.com, you're going to see a real mix of news and information from different events that includes the National Biodiesel Conference, as well as the National Farm Machinery Show, which Cindy has been attending, and is tag-teaming with John Davis, one of our writers and reporters, primarily on our domestic fuel website, but also on AgWired as well. I will be heading out, probably maybe even by the time you hear this, to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, for a U.S. Grains Council annual type meeting on international marketing. And so you're going to be seeing a lot of that on AgWired starting probably towards the end of the weekend. And then following that, I'll be attending the Agricultural Relations Council meeting, which will be taking place in Memphis. While that's all going on, Cindy's going to be in Orlando at the National Ethanol Conference. And so it's just one of those busy times. And isn't that great? We love it. Keep it coming. Thank you to all of our sponsors for these events, for our coverage, in support of what we do online, in communicating the message of agriculture to the community as well as to consumers everywhere. In this week's program, I'm going to feature an interview and a song from one of my favorite performers. That's Emily Richards and also Jason Brock. I met them years ago at a National Biodiesel Conference. We've featured them before on AgWired, and we're going to again. In this program, or this interview, you're going to learn about a project they started after last year's National Biodiesel Conference. Basically, they wanted to create some music about biodiesel, and so they went to an online music community called CC Mixter. And you can read about this on AgWired, of course. But they solicited music from other members of the community and had, I think, about 50 different submissions, which is more than they expected. And that's going to turn into three different albums. Right now, one of them, called the Brown Album, is available for a free download. And you can find that link on AgWired. The name of the project is Reduce, Reuse, Recycle, Remix, or R4, as they like to call it. So let's let them explain a little bit about this, along with CC Mixter community member Bob Nunnally. I'm having the pleasure to talk to a couple of my favorite people, and that's Jason Brock and Emily Richards. And now I'm meeting Bob, and we're going to get to you here in a moment, Bob, and learn more about you, too. First of all, it was great to see both of you, Jason and Emily, here again. And tell us what's kind of attracted you to come back to this biodiesel conference every year.
Well, I think the possibility of biodiesel being a sustainable fuel for America and even the rest of the world is very appealing to me as an activist and as a musician. And the fact that biodiesel has this way of uniting across party lines, it's one of those rare places you can come and find people with dreadlocks and business suits in the same audience.
Boy, that is for sure. Well, we've, I think, judging by the crowd out there at the last general session, they were thrilled to hear you all, and great music. And speaking of music, I know that you've been working on a great new project, and that's really what I want to learn a little bit more about and pass along to everybody. So I'm going to let whoever wants to jump in on whatever here tell me, first of all, describe the project and what you're kind of making an offer to these biodiesel supporters. Anybody? Feel free to jump in.
Yeah, well, the project was started at CC Mixter for the conference, and biodiesel is a community, and so is CC Mixter. CC Mixter is a community of artists, so there's a connection there between music and biodiesel. So we decided to let the community collaborate on songs for the conference, and that's how the whole thing came into being. Emily started the project.
We called it Reduce, Reuse, Recycle, Remix, or MC Jack in the Box termed it R4, in which we like that. It sort of has a Star Wars reference. We're all kind of a little bit nerdy. And basically more than 24 acapellas and musical samples were contributed, and then artists from all around the world, from the UK, France, Dominican Republic, Japan, you know, just all these different places. We made music together over the internet, and we produced an album to give you guys, the National Biodiesel Board and Conference, today, called The Brown Album, and we'll be releasing more tracks from the project. We received over, you know, like I said, over 50, so we'll be rolling them out over the next few weeks.
Well, you mentioned CC Mixer, and I know, Bob, that's your project. Tell us a little bit about that first.
Well, I'm one of the people who participates in CC Mixer. My name's Robert Nottoli, and I record as Gerdenark. And CC Mixer is all about sharing music. We release music under Creative Commons licenses, so it's not as restrictive on the copyright, so that people can share. So for the R4 project, all the people in CC Mixer contributed songs that they created with other samples, so that there would be dozens of songs on the biodiesel theme that the people here at the convention could enjoy.
Great. And so you mentioned this Brown album. Tell me how we might be able to find that, for example.
You can download it for free at tunetrack.net/CCMixter. And there's a picture of the Brown album right there on the homepage. And we'll be releasing the Orange album and the Green album the following weeks. And so if you just keep checking out tunetrack.net/CCMixter, you'll be right on top of it.
I think also there'll be a link on the National Biodiesel Board website there, too. So if you go there, you can find it.
Well, I can guarantee you there's going to be one on the National Biodiesel Conference blog and domesticfuel.com and agwire.com and anywhere else, my Twitter account, my Facebook page. So we'll try to get the word out into our community as well. So anything else we should know about what you all are doing in this project?
Well, I just wanted to thank Morgan TJ. He's an artist at CC Mixer, and he designed all of the artwork for the project. So that was even designed by a musician as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're closing things down here at the National Biodiesel Conference and looking forward to putting lots more content onto the blog.biodieselconference.org website. Well, that's going to be the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with one of the songs from the Brown album. This is one that Emily and Jason performed on stage at the National Biodiesel Conference called Biodiesel Family. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Andy Nelson and Kelly King, Woody and Willie and Emily, they're all about sustainability. Oh, the biodiesel family. Jojo, Donnell, and Tom Berry.
Donnell, Manny Farachi.
They're working hard in Washington, D.C. for the biodiesel family.
Sometimes we act like the Hatfields and the Courts. Sometimes we party like we're drunk cowboys. You can tell your mama and your papa too.
Biodiesel is for me and it's for you. Navy. They demonstrate reliability for the biodiesel family. Josh DeKell made a famous movie
Albuquerque. They're in the biodiesel family. It's plant your trofa along the railroad tracks. Smells like French fries and it doesn't burn so black. You can tell your mama and your papa too. Biodiesel is for me and it's for you.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.